In the San Francisco Bay Area, several people are being held without bail for the murder of a 17-year-old teenager, Eddie Araujo. Araujo lived and dressed as a girl. On October the 3rd, Araujo was at a party in his hometown of Newark, California, with several other teens. He disappeared later that night, and 2 weeks later, police uncovered the body from a shallow grave. But rumors of the murder had raced through Newark long before the police were even involved, and it wasn't until these rumors fell on the ears of Araujo's family that a formal investigation began. Magtay Chaco Carvila is following the story for the San Jose Mercury News. He says Araujo's identity made the investigation more difficult.
Eddie, or Gwen, as some people knew him, and as Lita, as some others knew him, had been struggling with his sexual identity. He was somebody who lived a couple different lives.
So if another young person were to have met this 17-year-old, one would likely identify him as a female, Gwen or Lita.
Definitely.
What happened on the night of October 3rd, as far as is known?
There was a party at a home in Newark with 7 or 8 people. At that party, at some point, the discussion turned to whether Lita, as that group knew her, was a male or a female. The one biological female at the party went into a bathroom with Araujo and discovered that Araujo was a man.
And at that point, Araujo disappeared?
And at that point, one of the men at the party punched Araujo with a fist, knocking him to the ground, according to police reports. Araujo was then taken to a garage where he was killed, strangled. And 3 of the men have been accused of taking the body of Araujo to a campground 150 miles northeast of Newark, California, near Placerville.
What sort of community is Newark? Where is it?
Newark is just north of San Jose and has a history of being a blue-collar town, but over the past couple decades, it's become very much a part of Silicon Valley. It's very small, 43,500 people. It's a one high school, one middle school town. People are very connected in the town. News travels fast within this community.
News may travel fast, but details of the murder were learned by police, at least, it would appear, very slowly. Why was that?
At first, no one came forward. The people at the party knew about what happened. They clearly told some people. Those people didn't come forward. The news began being spread among at least a certain group of people. One chain of that phone tag network, you might say, ultimately led to the family, and the family was the first to call police.
So Eddie Araujo had been reported missing.
Eddie Araujo had been reported missing ever since he didn't come back that night from the party, which was October 3rd. But police began investigating it a couple days later. He was first reported missing as a runaway, and then it was a missing person, became a missing persons case. There were very few details to go on until the rumors reached the family. Then the family contacted police, and police, they actually had to trace the rumor back to its original source to find out what had happened at that home in Newark.
What has been the reaction, then, of the community? The Bay Area is certainly known as tolerant. This place is some distance away from it, but it's certainly attracting attention.
There is a lot of concern and discussion, and certainly it's becoming politicized among the gay and lesbian community about what the significance is. This is still a case, though, that has a lot of questions unanswered. There's speculation that one of the accused murderers was dating Eddie for a while before the murder. There are certainly statements in police reports that lay speculation to what the relationships are. There's so many questions unanswered, but nonetheless, people are appalled at how this could happen here and certainly how it could happen in a quote-unquote liberal Bay Area.
Mathai, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you, Jackie.
Mathai Chaco Carvila is with the San Jose Mercury News.